I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As Dallas police work to figure out why someone shot and killed a woman sitting in her car, her friends are trying to come to grips with her death.
The call came in around 5 p.m. yesterday about a shooting on Royalton Drive in Dallas. Police say when they got there, they found 59-year-old Leslie Baker sitting in the driver's seat of a car in her driveway with a gunshot wound. Susan Stoller grew up with Baker and says she can't believe she's gone.
Just a wonderful, beautiful person and loved by so many people. She seemed to know everyone and everyone seemed to know her. Just a beautiful spirit with a heart of gold. We were just stunned and heartbroken, and she had so much love and respect by so many people.
Police still working on clues. Crime Stoppers is offering a $5,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLE.
Leslie Baker worked as a director of marketing at Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery in Plano. In a statement, the hospital says Baker was known as an intelligent, fair, and compassionate leader who kept the care of patients as her guiding light.